Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2010, and you're listening to Thursday Tales. Alright, well, I forgot to release the show yesterday, which sucks, because I was doing pretty well. So, this week, I'm doing something a little different. Stumbled across a cool website by using StumbleUpon. It's called nbflat.net, where they have 20 videos from YouTube, just small format, and you can change them around, you can play what you want to play, put an instrument in and take it out. They're very well done, and so I decided, you know, I want to have a little music for this story this week. So what I did is I made my own little 5-minute audio track. Recorded it the worst way possible on my computer, so it took a long time to get this podcast out there. But I made it, and then I had my headphones in, made the story, took 2 tries this time, which I'm really proud of, and I'm really proud of it. I'm really happy with the story. I hope you guys enjoy it too. If you have any feedback or anything, just let me know, and here it is. Have a great story time, and I'll see you after it. Have a good time. Summer was a really bad time for our family growing up. The weather was always unforgiving, and it seemed to be that we lived on a cursed plot of land given to my great-grandfather when he arrived in this country. Mama always said that we should move out west, towards the ocean. Maybe then we'd get some rain, she'd always say. Maybe then we would actually get by. Papa wouldn't hear of it. He would always just swear and yell and come home drunk. Out of the few memories that I do have of my papa, I do have some good memories, but they're often hard to recall because they're so muddled with the bad ones, the drunk ones, the ones when the summer crops would not grow. We lived in the middle of nowhere in the American Dust Bowl, where no one dared live. Everyone had moved away years ago when the desert began. Not us, though. Papa always said that it would turn around, that we would be rich because we would be the only ones who would be receiving the bounty of rain that was to come, but it never came. For 20 years, we waited and waited and nothing came. We got by on bare essentials of bread and the water that was still in the well deep under the ground. I remember so many times that my mama would always say, "I'm going to leave. I'm just going to leave and never come back." And we couldn't let that happen. My brothers and sisters and myself, we tried and fought each time she threatened to leave because, let's face it, we needed her. I needed her. Papa needed her. Each time she would make a big scene, and each time she would stay. And then just before my papa turned 80, it seemed like the heavens had parted and the skies rained down manna from God. It was like the oceans had parted and we had crossed into the promised land. It rained for 12 days and 12 nights, soaking the earth completely. that summer we had the biggest harvest we'd ever had, and that summer was the happiest my papa had ever been. He died 3 months later. Heart attack. He never got to see the full scope of the blessing we had received after 20 long years. But it was amazing, and he would have been so proud. Our farm is now the biggest in the Dust Bowl. Well, not really the Dust Bowl anymore. It's more like an oasis. An oasis that I'm glad he held on to. Even though when I was a kid, I didn't want this. I wanted to be free. I wanted to go out west to where the ocean was. But my papa was stubborn as a mule, my mother would say. And I am forever thankful that he was, because now my wife and I and our kids live on the oasis. And yes, we have bad years, and yes, we have good years, and I always say to my kids, don't worry. My papa's watching over us. If on a cold night you can look up into the sky and see the brightest star shining directly above the fields of our crops, I told them that that was our papa, my papa, watching over the farm, over them, over me. And that's this week's story. I really hope you enjoyed it. It's one of the funner ones I've done. I say fun, I mean, one of the ones that I've really just come to me like that really quickly, and I think the music really helps, so I think I'm going to keep on doing this. I'm going to add music into it. I just got to find sometimes more upbeat ones, because, I mean, this one was kind of very solemn and very very down to earth. I do like doing stories like that. I also like doing stories that are wacky and crazy, which are, well, that's me in a nutshell, really. So basically, have a great week. I will see you on Thursday next week, I promise. If I'm late again, I'll give you a cookie. I hope you had a great time, and I'll see you later. Bye now.